1920年代的美国
The 1920s in America
一位肺结核患者正躺在家里
A tuberculosis patient is lying at home
剧烈咳嗽
Severe coughing
医生能给他的治疗方案很有限
The doctor's treatment options were very limited
去疗养院
Go to the nursing home
躺着晒太阳
Lying in the sun
呼吸新鲜
Refresh air
空气慢慢熬
The air slowly thickened
至于能不能熬过去
As for whether or not I can make it
那得看今天上帝心情如何了
It depends on how God feels today
就在这群病人被死亡通知书追着跑的时候
While these patients were being chased by death notices
一瓶神药来了
A miracle medicine has arrived.
它的名字叫 BNM External Remedy.
Its name is BNM External Remedy.
简称 BNM 外用擦剂
Abbreviation BNM Topical Ointment.
可这玩意儿
This thing
最初压根就不是给人用的
It was originally not intended for human use.
这是给马用的
This is for horses.
是马匹肌肉酸痛
Horse muscle soreness.
关节不适之类问题的外用擦剂
Joint discomfort external use ointment.
这瓶受用跌打酒的配方也相当朴素
The recipe for this bottle of animal fighting potion is quite simple.
主要是松节油、氨水、水
Mainly tuberculosis sputum.
还有生鸡蛋
There are still eggs
听起来像不像一位发疯厨师在马厩后厨里临时调出来的黑暗沙拉酱
Does that sound like a crazy chef making a dark salad dressing in the back of the stable
但它的外用逻辑并不复杂
But its external logic is not complex
松节油和氨水刺激皮肤
Lasso oil?And ammonia irritate the skin.
让局部发热
Cause local heat.
充血刺痛
Bloody and painful.
制造一种药劲上来了的感觉
A feeling of making a medicine.
对皮糙肉厚的马来说
For the tough and rugged horses.
这种刺激或许还能被包装成舒筋活络
The stimulation might also be packaged as a way to relieve muscle stiffness and improve circulation.
可如果把它涂到人类脆弱的胸口
But if it's applied to the vulnerable chest of a human,
尤其是肺结核患者的胸背皮肤上
especially on the chest and back of tuberculosis patients,
那就不是治病了
That's not about curing the disease.
那是拿人体表皮
That's human skin
当实
Real
遍田开荒可资本最擅长的事情就是把不该跨界的东西硬跨界一瓶马用擦剂摇身一变
What capital is best at its crossing boundaries? For example, a bottle of wine can be used as a cleaning agent
进入人类医疗市场
Entering the human medical market
开始瞄准风湿、神经痛、肺炎
Start targeting rheumatoid neurogenic pneumonia
最后直接盯上了当时最恐怖的慢性杀手
Finally, it directly targeted the most terrifying chronic killer
肺结核
Tuberculosis
那是抗生素
As an antibiotic
还没瘾得了肺结核
I haven't been able to get rid of tuberculosis
对普通人而言
For ordinary people
等同于缓期执行的死刑
Equivalent to a death sentence with deferred execution
因为他们去不起昂贵的疗养院
Because they can't afford the expensive rehabilitation center
不仅要花大价钱
Not only do they cost a lot of money
还得停工休养
Still need to stop working and rest
一般家庭在经济上根本扛不住患者
Families generally cannot afford the cost of treatment
想要的是一个奇迹
I want a miracle
最好这个奇迹不用住院
Ideally, this miracle wouldn't require hospitalization.
不用停工。
No need to stop.
不用承认自己正在被疾病一点点掏空。B&M 的宣传就精准踩中了这个绝望。
Don't admit that you are being slowly drained by illness. B&M accurately tacked into this desperation with their marketing campaign.
他告诉病人。
He told the patient.
只要在家里使用它，往胸口涂一涂，药剂就能穿透。
As long as you use it at home, just apply the medicine to your chest, and it will penetrate.
人体组织抵达肺部。
Human tissues arrive at the lungs.
把结核杆菌当场击毙。
Eliminate tuberculosis bacteria on the spot.
然后再配上几个医学术语。
Then add a few medical terms.
几封患者。
Several patients.
感谢信。
Thank you letter.
几位穿白大褂的人。
Several people in white coats.
背书，杀伤力就更上一个层级了。
The back-to-back kill is even more powerful.
于是。
So.
患者们开始把这瓶兽药往胸口、背部、患处、腹肌。
Patients began to put this herbal medicine on their chest, back, and affected areas.
并反复涂抹
Repeatedly applied
后果很快出现了皮肤被烧得发红
The consequences soon appeared with the skin turning red and burned
刺痛起泡
Prickly bubbles
破损严重时
When it's severely damaged
甚至形成大片溃烂氨水和松节油
Even forming large areas of rotten ammonia and rosin
给人类表皮上了一堂残酷的化学课马
A brutal chemistry lesson for the human skin
能扛
Can handle
不代表人能扛
It doesn't mean that you can handle it
外用刺激不代表内脏杀菌
External stimulation does not mean internal organ sterilization
如果骗局到这里就崩了
If the scam is over here
那他还不够荒诞真正魔幻的是商人
What's even more heartbreaking is that it wasn't just absurd and magical, but also deeply personal.
将这些皮肤伤害解释成了疗效
Interpret these skin injuries as therapeutic effects.
皮肤起疹那是毒素出来了
Skin rash is a sign of toxin accumulation.
胸口灼痛
Chest pain.
说明药力正在穿透。
The medicine is penetrating.
皮肤溃烂不要慌。
Don't panic about skin ulcers.
这是病菌毒素被逼到体表的证据。
This is evidence that the toxins are being pushed to the surface of the body.
这套话术的精妙之处在于。
The brilliance of this set of phrases lies in.
他把患者的身体警报系统彻底劫持了资本家最喜欢这种转移话术
He completely hijacked the patient's body using a tactic that capitalists love shifting blame
因为当伤害被解释成疗效
Because when harm is interpreted as benefit
受害者的痛苦就不再是控诉了它变成了产品广告
The victim's suffering is no longer a complaint, it has become a product advertisement.
那么监管在哪里?
Where is the regulation?
监管当然来了。
Of course, regulation will come.
但美国早期食品药品监管的荒诞之处就在这里。
The absurdity of early American food and drug regulation lies here.
监管机构并不是完全看不出这东西离谱，是当时的法律。
Regulatory agencies were not completely unaware of the fact that this was an anomaly, which was in line with the law at the time.
让他很难下手。
Make it difficult for him to act.
1906年的纯净食品和药品法。
The Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906.
最初主要抓的是成分掺。
The initial focus was on detecting adulteration of ingredients.
假标签错误和产品身份欺骗。
Tagging errors and product counterfeiting.
可是对那些宣称能包治百病的专利药。
However, regarding those patented drugs that claim to cure all diseases,
他的刀并没有想象中锋利。
His knife wasn't as sharp as he had imagined.
后来1912年的雪莉修正案。
Later, in 1912, the Shirley Amendment was passed.
试图补上这个漏洞。
Trying to patch this vulnerability.
把虚假疗效宣称也纳入打击范围。
Also include false claims of efficacy in the scope of enforcement.
听起来很进步。
Sounds like progress.
对吧
?Right?
可魔鬼藏在条文里。
The devil can hide in the clauses.
他管的是虚假且欺诈性的疗效宣称。
He is concerned with false and fraudulent claims of therapeutic effects.
也就是说
That is to say,
监管机构不只要证明这个药治不了病。
Regulatory agencies not only have to prove that the drug is ineffective,
还要进一步证明制造商明知道这东西治不了病。
Further prove that the manufacturer knew that this product could not cure the disease,
却仍然在行骗。
But he is still cheating.
这就离谱了。
This is outrageous.
对于 B&M 这种产品，科学问题。
For this type of product science problem,
原本很简单。
It was originally very simple.
一瓶兽用擦剂涂在胸口。
A bottle of cleaning agent was applied to the chest.
不可能穿过皮肤。
Impossible to penetrate the skin.
一路杀到肺里。
All the way to my lungs.
把结核杆菌精准爆头。
Target.
但到了法庭上，问题变成了另一个。
But the problem turned into another one when it came to court.
你怎么证明卖药的人心里也知道它没用呢？
How can you prove that the person selling medicine knows it's useless?
这就把监管机构推进了一个逻辑陷阱。
This pushes the regulatory agencies into a logical trap.
它不能只证明这东西。
He can't just prove that this thing exists.
荒唐。
Ridiculous.
他还要证明厂家明知道这东西。
He also needs to prove that the manufacturer knew about this.
荒唐。可商人只需要站出来，满脸真诚地说一句。
The merchant could simply stand up and say with sincerity,
我真心相信它有效。
I truly believe it works.
这句话在当时几乎就是一件防弹衣。
At that time, this sentence was almost like wearing a bulletproof vest. Actually,
是在联邦诉讼之前。
Before the federal lawsuit,
前波士顿地方卫生部门就已经对 B&M 动过手。
The Boston Local Health Department has already taken action on B&M.
当地卫生专员威廉 C. 伍德沃德曾依据虚假广告法起诉这家公司的老板罗林斯。
The Local Health Inspector William C. Wade had previously sued the company's owner, Lauren, under a false advertising law.
并成功让他在两项罪名上被判有罪。
And successfully made him guilty on two charges.
可问题是
The problem is,
罚款只有区区$10。
The fine is only $10.
这点钱对一门正在膨胀的神药生意来说
This money is nothing compared to a burgeoning pharmaceutical business.
连挠痒痒都算不上，真正麻烦的战场出现在1922年 FDA 的前身化学局将 B&M 告上法庭。
A truly troublesome battlefield emerged in 1922 when the FDA's predecessor, the Bureau of Chemistry, sued B&M.
结果惨败。
The result was a crushing defeat.
这场败诉不仅放走了骗子，
This lawsuit not only released the scammer,
反而帮这瓶马药镀上了一层合法的金身。
This legal cover also gave the anesthetic a sense of legitimacy.
罗林斯反手就把法庭判决印上了宣传册。
The lawyer flipped a court ruling and used it as a prop in his campaign brochure.
暗示全美。
Hint.
看见没有，我们的疗效。
See our effectiveness.
连联邦法院都无法否认监管系统的瘫痪。
Even the federal court couldn't deny the paralysis of the regulatory system.
成了这门欺诈生意最强有力的背书。
This has become the strongest endorsement of this fraudulent business.
为了把戏做全，厂家还搬来穿白大褂的医生上庭作证。
To bring in doctors from all the factories to testify.
把氨水烧皮的化学反应包装成了高深莫测的医学名词。
The chemical reaction of ammonia being burned is packaged in a mysterious medical term.
化学局当然没放弃。
The Chemical Bureau certainly didn't give up.
他们明白。
They understand.
单纯证明差剂不能自费。
A simple proof cannot be used to prove something.
结合已经不够了。
In combination with what is not enough.
要击败 B&M 必须打。
To defeat B&M, you must break it.
最罗林斯最核心的护。
Bowling's most core defense.
对，我是真心相信。
I truly believe.
信。于是，化学局开始了一场漫长的证据战。
Then the chemical agency began a long drawn-out battle for evidence.
他们追踪宣传册上的所谓治愈患者。
They tracked the so-called healing patients featured in the brochure.
核对病例，调取死亡证明。
Verify death certificate.
找医学专家比对宣传材料的版本。
Find the version of promotional materials compared with medical experts.
试图证明这些康复奇迹根本经不起现实。
Trying to prove that these miracles of recovery are not realistic.
检查其中最致命的一类证据是那些被宣传成战胜肺结核的感谢信。
The evidence that was previously considered fatal was the letters of thanks from those who had been cured by the wart on tuberculosis.
有些所谓治愈者
Some so-called healers
其实病情并没有好
Actually, the condition hasn't improved.
有些后来继续恶化
Some continue to worsen.
还有些人最终死于他们
Some people eventually died from them.
号称已经被 B&M 治好的疾病。
Claimed to be cured by B&M.
某些病人的感谢信。
Some patients' thank you letters.
甚至在他们死后多年，仍然继续躺在 B&M 的宣传册里发光发热。
Even years after their death, they still shone brightly in the B&M brochure.
仿佛印刷厂拥有比医学更强的复活能力。
It seems that printing factories have a stronger ability to revive than medicine.
人已经被肺结核送进坟墓了。
People have been sent to their graves by tuberculosis.
感谢信还在货架上继续营业。
Thank you for continuing to operate on the shelves.
过去
asked.
罗林斯可以说，病人给我写信说他们好了。
According to Rollins, the patients wrote to him saying they were doing well.
我相信他们，可当死亡证明摆在桌上。
I believe they can present a death certificate.
当所谓治愈者死于同一种疾病。
When the so-called healers die from the same disease.
而这些治愈故事仍被继续印刷。
And these healing stories are still being printed.
继续用来招揽下一批病人时
Some are offering me new patients.
性质就变了
The nature has changed.
欺诈意图的证据链终于被死亡证明钉上了最后一颗铆钉
The chain of evidence for fraudulent intent has finally been pinned down by the death certificate.
1932年
In 1932
年巴尔的摩联邦法院终于迎来关键判决
The Baltimore Federal Court finally delivered a key ruling.
此时已更名为 FDA 的监管机构拿出了一整条证据链，死亡证明病例。
At this point, the regulatory agency that has since been renamed FDA presented a complete chain of evidence in the form of death certificates and medical records.
追踪医学专家证词、宣传册内容以及那些死后仍在替产品站台的治愈者。
Medical experts' testimony and testimonials from those who continue to support the product even after death.
这一次 ，FDA 胜诉了，查封。
This time, the FDA won and seized it.
销毁了这批兽药，联邦监管机构用了整整十年才把这瓶兽药从结核病患者的胸口上撕下来。
Took a regulatory agency 10 years to remove this batch of animal pain from the chest of a tuberculosis patient.
可故事到这里并没有真正圆满。
The story didn't truly come to a complete end here.
因为当时的法律体系
due to the legal system at that time,
还有一个更讽刺的漏洞。
There is another ironic flaw.
FDA 赢下的主要是标签保卫战。
The FDA's victory primarily involved securing labeling regulations.
罗林斯玩了一出金蝉脱壳。
Rollins played a clever trick.
他直接用自己的名字重新注册了 FE Rollins 公司，给这瓶马药套上了一个崭新的马甲。
He directly registered the F. Rollins Company under his own name, giving the bottle a brand new home.
那些嚣张的治愈肺结核字眼确实从玻璃瓶上消失了。
Those arrogant phrases used to cure tuberculosis have indeed disappeared from the glass bottle.
正如在这个瓶子上看到的。
The scene on this bottle...
除了感冒和万金油式的所有擦剂用途外
，In addition to cold and all the uses of cough syrups，
罗林斯还狡猾地列出了支气管炎和胸膜炎痛。
Rollins also cleverly listed the pain of bronchitis and pleurisy。
虽然比肺结核具体
，Although more specific than tuberculosis，
但这些仍然可以被界定为对症状缓解的声明。
However。These can still be defined as statements about symptom relief.
一个热感擦剂确实可以说是缓解了疼痛。
A hot compress can indeed relieve pain.
这让 FDA 很难用科学证据来证明厂家是在故意骗人。
This makes it difficult for the FDA to prove with scientific evidence that manufacturers are intentionally deceiving people.
在当时的法律下
Under the law at that time,
这些词仍然是让监管机构感到无奈的商业避风港。
These words are still a haven for businesses that frustrate regulators.
而且讽刺的是，售价从75美分暴涨到了 1.25 美元。
Ironically, the price soared from 75 cents to $1.25.
法律按住了瓶子上的字。
He harvested the words from the ancient texts,
却根本管不住商人继续捞钱的手。
However, they were completely unable to stop the merchants from continuing to make money.
在那个 FTC 和 FDA 权责割裂的年代。
In those days, when the FTC and FDA were operating independently,
商人的话术早就插上翅膀。
The businessman's words have taken flight,
飞进了不受 FDA 管辖的广播
rushed into the unregulated broadcast,
报纸和邮寄小册子里
newspapers and mail flyers,
继续收割着下一波绝望的病患
continuing to harvest another wave of desperate patients,
直到二战结束后
until the end of World War Roman II,
还能在市场上看到他的身影。
He can still be seen in the market.
那这瓶荒诞的马药最后到底是怎么死的
？How did this bottle of absurdly potent drug finally end up?
把他送进坟墓的。
He sent him to the grave.
是法律和科学的双重绞杀。
It is a double attack on both law and science.
1938年。
In 1938,
美国补上了立法的漏洞。
The United States has filled in the loopholes in legislation.
彻底切断了他在报纸和广播里继续行骗的后路。
Completely cut off his means of continuing to deceive people in newspapers and on the radio.
紧接着
Subsequently,
战后抗生素的相继问世
The successive advent of antibiotics after the war
给了他致命
He killed him.
以及这瓶横行了几十年的兽用跌打酒才在无人问津中
With a single blow, the long-standing and neglected bottle of useful blow was finally discovered.
死在了历史的角落里。
Died in a forgotten corner of history.
消灭神棍的最快方式。
The fastest way to eliminate the shamans.
永远是把真正的神迹摆在桌面上。
Always put the real miracles on display.